Be'ez Hashem Mizbarach, we begin Perek Shmini, the eighth Perek in Hilchas Ishus, in the laws of marriage, in the Rambam Sefer Noshim, the Book of Women, where we continue in the related theme from the previous Perakim. This Perek is going to be discussing regarding mistakes that relate to words like Amana Shani, on the condition that I am, which the Rambam really continues the theme of stipulations in Kedushin, and what happens if it comes out that really that the condition are not fulfilled. So the Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding this concept about making a misleading statement. Someone tells to a woman, you're engaged to me with this cup of wine. Comes out, it's not wine, it was honey. Or Shaldavash v'nimtza shel yayin. Or he says, I want you to be engaged with this cup of honey. It turns out there's a mistake that it was wine, where, let's say, it was covered and they only realized after the Kedushin was done. Or let's say, b'dinah shel kesef. With this dinner of silver, b'nimtza shel zav, comes out, it's golden. Or shel zav v'nimtza shel kesef. Or he says that it's golden, turns out that it's silver. And the reason why is, even if, so to speak, the mistake was for a benefit, but sometimes we could see that a person at times will want, for some reason, silver over gold or gold over silver. So it's not really one better than the other. And actually, that's why in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Lamed Aleph, it's brought that the custom is by the chuppah to ask the witnesses if this ring is worth a pruta, so that the caller should know that that's what the condition is being done with a Shabbat pruta, that she shouldn't think, oh, well, I really wanted that or this, for this exact reason of the halacha that the Rambam is bringing, that if it turns out it's not exactly what she was told or what she thought it was, and we'll see regarding specifying or not, but she was told here that it's one thing, it turns out something else. Well, let's say, Amanasha ani koyin b'nimtza levi. Let's say he says, yeah, we're engaged on the condition that I'm a koyin. Turns out he's a levi. Or levi b'nimtza koyin. He says, I'm engaged on a levi. Turns out he's really a koyin. Or let's say, nasin. He says on the condition that he's a nasin, which the Rambam explained in the first parak, who has a higher status than a mamzer, because a nasin is actually only rabbinically prohibited, and a mamzer is biblically invalidated to come into the Jewish people. B'nimtza mamzer, comes out that really he's an illegitimate child, where his parents were forbidden to marry each other because of arayas. U'mamzer b'nimtza nasin, or he says, on the condition that I'm a mamzer, turns out he's really a nasin. Or ben ir, someone who lives in the villages, in the urban area, b'nimtza ben krach, comes out that really he's from the cities, which the cities are harsher, more harsher conditions, which people are very tightly pressed, and there's no ir, but in the city, which is not what we call a city. The ir is more like the suburbia, and the krach is more like the what we call the cities. Or ben krach ben sabanir, he says, on the condition that I'm from the what we call the cities, and it turns out he's really from the outskirts, from the villages. Or amanasha ani, venimsa ashi, says, on the condition that I'm poor, turns out he's really wealthy. Ashi venimsa ani, says, on the condition that I'm wealthy, turns out he's really poor. Or he says, Amanasha basic Karvala Merchats. He says, on the condition that my house is very close to the bathhouse, Nimsa Rochik comes, he's really far. Or Rochik Nimsa Karv, he says, on the condition that I'm far, turns out he's close. Or Amanasha Ishli Shifch, he says, on the condition that I have a maidservant. Or Ivaskar Delis, or I have a daughter that braids hairs. Or Eifel, or a baker. Vainloy, he doesn't have such a maidservant or a daughter. Or Amanasha Ainloy, Vieshloy, he says, on the condition that I don't have, it turns out he really does have. Or let's say Amanasha Ishli Ishaban, he says, on the condition that I have a wife and kids. Vainloy, and he doesn't have, meaning he's marrying another woman. Turns out he doesn't have. Or Amanasha Ainli says, I guess I don't have another family. But actually, he does have. Says the Rambam Mechalelu and all these different things, and anything that is similar to this, again, whether it's, so to speak, making it better or making it worse, because again, even so to speak, if it's making it better, some people don't want to have higher status and certain things that people would think is better. Ain the Mekadesh is, she's not going to be engaged. V'chein hi she'etatur, and says the Rambam, the same thing is if she misled him. She said one thing on the condition that I'm this, and she's really not. No matter if it's better or worse, it's not going to be a valid condition. Halacha base, uvakulam. Now, regarding all these cases that we said, Ava Bishami, although she says, oh, believe me, in my heart, I had in mind to get engaged to him, Ava Bishetani, even though he misled me. Veina davar kamoy sha'amar, and it's not even like he said. So to the other way, let's say he says, oh, believe me, in my heart, I had in mind to engage her, to betroth, even though she misled me. So the Rambam, in the Megiddo, she's not engaged. What's called words in the heart are not words. In other words, they should have specified. And for the fact that it's not like they said, there has no halachic standing what they had, their feelings about it, since they specified one thing, and it's not like that, so that's called being misled, and that's not a valid condition. Now, halacha gimel, the Rambam now goes into what's called amanasha ani. Stipulations on the condition that I am, before were stipulations regarding the something secondary, where he lives or what the condition is with. Here it's regarding him as a person. He says, you're engaged to me. I'm a noshani basam, on the condition that I am a perfumer. Venimtza basam al bursi. It comes out that he's a perfumer, but he's also a tanner. Perfumer smells good, but tanner has a disgusting smell. Or let's say he says, I'm a noshani ben ir. It says, on the condition that I live in the outskirts. Venimtza ben ir ubenkrach. It comes out he lives in the outskirts. That's one house, but he also lives in the city itself. Or I'm a noshani shmi yasef. It says, on the condition that my name is Yasef. Venimtza shmi yasef vishimun. He has his name Yasef, but he also has his name Shimon. Hadez and Magadesh, all these cases, should be engaged because what he said is true. I am a perfumer. I do live over there. That is my name. I just happen to have another one. Avalam Amalo, but let's say he says to her, I'm going to change me El Yosef on the condition that my name is only Yosef. And then my Yosef, comes the name is Yosef and Shimon. Or Shani Ela, Shani Ela Basim, says, on the condition that I'm only a perfumer. Comes out, he has another side job. And then Basim Bursi, he's a perfumer and a tanner. Shani Ela Benir says, only if I live in the ear. But then Ben Krachu Benir comes out, doesn't live only in the outskirts, but he lives in the city itself. Hearing the Mekadesh, not going to be engaged again because he said it's only this, and turns out it was also something else. Halacha Dal. Someone says to a woman, you're engaged to me, on the condition that I know how to read. So, he has to know how to read the Torah, and he has to know how to translate it with the Aramaic translation of Unkelis the convert, which, as the Gemara learns out, is included in the understanding of what does it mean, Sefer Torah Lekim HaFurish, the explicit understanding that includes the Aramaic translation of Unkelis. So that's if he says, I know how to read. But here he says in different wording. If he says, I'm a reader. One's a verb, one's a noun. I'm a reader. Then he has to know how to read from Torah, Nevi'im, from the Chamish Chumash Torah, the prophets and the writings, with a precision that's very well, because you're a reader. Oh, you're a Bal Kaide. That's evident that someone knows how to read. Now, let's say he says, I'm a Nasha Nidei Lishna. He says, I know how to learn. So, Tzarchliyas Yidei Likras HaMishnah. He has to know how to read the Mishnais. Now, Vim'om HaManasha Ani Tanob. Let's say he says, I'm a teacher of Brises, of Tanoid teachings. Oh, okay, so that's just not enough to just know how to read Mishnayis. Tzarch Lisidei Likras HaMishnah has to know how to read the Mishnah, the Sifra, which that's what we call Teres Koinim, which Rav compiled, as the Rambam says in Zagdamam. The Sifri, and the Sifri is on the other, not on the Yikro, but that's on as the Sifra, which that's why it's called Teres Koinim, the teaching of the Kaanim, which is on Sefer Vayikra, which talks about that of mostly the laws of Kaanim. Rather, this is on Bamidbar and Devarim. And Betoisefta, which that's actually from the word Toisefta, means addition to the Mishnayis, which the Mishnayis are very concise and terse, and the Toisefta adds on in explanations, Shal Reb Chiya, specifically the teachings of the Braisa of Reb Chiya, which is the most reliable, as the Rambam Moses says in the Hagdama, and this is the Gemara Chulin Dafkuf from Mem Alpha Mebeis. That's what he has to know if he's a Tano. He doesn't just know how to learn, he's a learner. And then he has to know more. Halacha hey, I'm a nashani tama. Let's say he says, I'm a student. So, ain oimim ki ben azai u ben zayma. Then we don't say that he has to know as well as ben zayma and ben azai, who they were always students because they were young, they never came to the age of smicha. Now, they were no one as great as them in learning. They were the great ones, ben azai, ben zayma. They were called tamidei chacham, the students. That's why they were called Ben, the son of, because they didn't reach their own status. No, a student doesn't have to be like those greatest students. As long as he's asking one thing in what he's learning and he's able to say it, and even regarding the laws of Yom Tip, which it gets taught to the masses in public, from the easy leichta, the easy halachas that are said near the Yom Tov, so that all the people should be proficient in them. Even if he only knows that, what he's learning, that already makes him into a student that it's going to be a valid condition. Let's say he says, I'm a nashani chacham. So in the condition that I'm a sage. So we don't say that it has to be like Rebbe Kiva and his friends, that they're those are sages, like a chacham, like a wise person. Any person that you ask him anywhere an idea of intelligence, which depends on his logic, is able to tell you, that's already considered a chacham, that's already considered a smart person. Let's say he says, I'm a nashin ashani giber. It says, on the condition that I'm a strong person. So again, in Avner Ben Ner, we don't pick the because generally things are relative. We don't say like Avner Ben Ner, who is the general of Shalom Melech, or Kuyayib, like Yev Ben Tzrui, who is the general of Devon HaMelech, which these were really mighty people. No. What does it mean? On the condition that I'm strong. Elokol Shechaveiv, Mesir Amim, and Megiburas, if his friends are afraid of him because he's a strong guy, that's already considered, yeah, on the condition that I'm strong and we engage, that's already considered a valid condition. Let's say he says, I'm a nashin ashani, on the condition that I'm wealthy. So what's that's relative? So in Imam Kribalazim and Kharsim or Kribalazim and Nazari, who the Gemara brings on these two Tamid HaChacham that they were fabulously, fantastically wealthy. No. If the people in the city, they honor him because he's a wealthy guy, so that's already considered that Amanasha in the Asher is fulfilled. Let's say he says, the famous halacha, Amanasha Nitzadik, on the condition that I'm a righteous person, says the Rambam, very important lesson, that for the Rosh Hagam, even a totally wicked person, she's engaged out of doubt. Why? We don't know for sure, but Shema Hidin Shuvah Baliba, maybe he thought a thought of repentance in his heart, and therefore he might be a tzaddik. So she's engaged out of doubt. Now what's important to know is that, in contrast, the Rambam had said in Perek Dalet that by Psuli Edim, Shinama Kodeshes, why are we not concerned that maybe the witnesses had a Hidur Tshuva and then it's a valid witness? Because this Al-Nashani Tzaddik is only here where he's saying this, so we're concerned that maybe he's repenting. Or, in contrast where the witnesses didn't say that, or by witnesses, actually, they don't become back valid to their testimony until they just have a Hidur, a thought of Tshuva. It's until they do the full repentance to repent from their ways, and therefore that's only until we know definitively that they did that, that we're going to, up until then, we're going to consider them as invalid, even if they had a Hidur Tshuva in their heart, like the Rambam says, Hilchos Eidos, Perek Beis, that would be the difference between the witnesses. But regarding the man himself, even if he says, oh, a totally wicked person, I'm a Nashani Tzaddik, yeah, you have to be concerned for his Kedushin. Now, same thing is in reverse. I'm a Nashani Rosha, let's say that I'm a wicked person. I feel a Tzaddik Gama, even though it's a totally righteous person, she's in doubt if she's engaged to him. Why? Believe it, maybe he thought about idolatry in his heart. Because the sin of idolatry is so strong. Believe it, if he really just thought in his heart to worship idolatry, Nasadash becomes a wicked person. Like it says the Pasuk in the Devarim Yudalf, Penyift Lavavchem, like we say in Moim Shemoya, maybe his heart is going to be seduced. And because of, like it says the Pasuk in Yecheskel Yudalad, Lamat Tafaisis Basis, so believe him to catch the Jewish people in their hearts, which is that a machshava ra usually is not mitzvah l'maisa, but the zar Kadosh Baruch Hu combines it to an action, and even though it's just in his feelings and his thoughts, he's already caught in that sin, and therefore he would be considered as a rasha, and you have to be concerned that maybe he is, and therefore he would be kedushim misafik. Now the Rambam concludes with the last halacha regarding that I thought. We start off in halacha of saying what was told. Here we say hamakadosh as isha. Let's say someone engages a woman, and he says, oh, Yisi Savish again. I thought she was the daughter of a Kain. Vare Levi, I thought her father was a Levi. Or Levi Vare Kehenes, I thought she was a Levi from the tribe of Levi, and she comes out that she's Kehenes. Or Aniya Vare Ashira, I thought she was poor, turns out she's wealthy. Ashira Vare Aniya, I thought she was wealthy, turns out she's poor. Hadiz Magadesh, in these cases, she's going to be engaged. She didn't mislead him. He was misled himself. He had a presumption. And the fact that he was, these were words he had in his heart, but he didn't verbalize it, that has no halachic standing, and therefore it's a valid condition. So to the other way around, let's say she says, Levi. I thought that he was a Kain, turns out he's a Levi. Levi, I thought he was a Levi, turns out he's a Kain. Asha, I thought he was wealthy, turns out he's poor. Ani, I thought he was poor, turns out he's wealthy. Because he did not mislead her, and although that was what they had thought inside, that does not have a halachic standing, because that's dvarim shebelib in dvarim. It's only when it was said one thing, and that turns out not to be, like the Rambam says in Halacha Aleph, then it's not going to be a valid kedushin.